望人是一定是我，但是仰望你的这个自己是我，所以我们就是我们感谢赞美你，感谢今天下午你自己的一个个人运势，你除去我们一起来听见你声音，所有那些失败过来的东西能够受你捆绑，而且我们今天下午可以你一点力量
求你保持接近我们，然后剩我们所有就可以去听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。你们这个主任的主人
如果是坐不下，只好请弟兄姊妹坐在地上，没有关系哈。
弟兄姊妹，一个呢，抱歉，我以为是3:30开始。而且人力比较少，我想大概昨天听了以后有些人不听了，所以我们说之后到了就开始。
So at 3:30 I think that's supposed to be the time that we start. Also I see there are much fewer there was much fewer people here, so I thought that was just about right, so we started.
昨天呢我已经讲了，昨天参加的都有一个这一个参考资料，我要求弟兄姊妹们下去以后最好能够看一点，那么今天有什么是弟兄姊妹来讲。
I was asking yesterday that according to this reference materialSorry, it's not only in Chinese, okay. So I was asking if brothers and sisters could take a look, and today you could also help to share. And obviously, maybe many brothers and sisters have not read it yet, andMaybe even quite a few who don't even have this material. So I asked Ted if he has read this once.
洪弟兄太忙，我完全了解。
His excuse is he was busy, and I forgave him.
那么我有点为难，为什么呢？因为很多昨天没听过的，今天重复吗？好像也不应该。不重复吗？我也不知道从哪里开头了。
It's kind of difficult for me because there are some brothers and sisters who were not here yesterday, and if I just start from the very, very beginning, and that probably is not quite right. But suppose I don't, then I don't really know where to start.
祷告这个题目呢，其实是每一个人都会的。
And this matter of prayer is something that everyone knows.
而且神给我们里面藏着一个东西，就是神将永生放在我们里面。虽然你好像不认识神，到最困难的时候，他会祷告。
And God actually has given us who believe Him eternal life in us, although we may not know Him that well. But when we come to difficulties, we know that we need to pray.
所以中国人叫穷劫呼天呐。
And the Chinese says, when you come to the end of your wits, then you cry out to heaven.
人在人一点办法没有的时候，他虽然原来是不信，他也会祷告。
Now, even those who are not believers, and when they come into difficulties, they know that they need to pray.
我昨天已经讲过了，许多人以为祷告是信主的人一个特别的权利。
And I mentioned yesterday that many people feel that prayer is a privilege for the believers.
So, 祷告是我们特别的权利，是因为主答应过门徒，奉他的名，无论求什么，他都要为我们成就。
And prayer is a privilege for the believers. That's indeed so, because our Lord Jesus has promised, has told his disciples.That in His name, whatever we ask for, He would accomplish.
但是神实在是爱世人。
But God indeed loves the world.
他是创造主。
He is the Creator.
我们都是他所造的。
That we were created by Him.
神爱世人，因为都是他所造的。
God loves the world because everyone was made by Him.
他爱我们爱到一个地步，甚至都爱去将他的独生子赐给我们。
He loves us to an extent that He gave His only begotten Son to us.
所以，神也愿意万物跟他的儿子一同白白的赐给我们。
So God is willing that all things are given to us together with His own Son.
祷告如果出于真心
，If our prayer is out of sincerity，
神还是听
，God will listen。
不信主的人向主祷告，如果他是一个存一个谦卑的心
，The unbeliever if he prays to God, if indeed he prays out of humility。
而且是真诚的那么祷告
，and he prays sincerely.
神还是听。
God also listens.
祷告是实际上就是人跟神的那个交通。
Prayer in fact is the conversation between man and God.
人现在堕落到一个地步，灵已经跟神隔绝了，但是谁？最困难的时候，他会祷告。
And although men have fallen to the extent that in spirit he is already severed from God, but in his most difficult situation, he still knows to pray to God.
而祷告呢，真的不在乎你讲的好听或者不好听，最主要的是你真心或者是不是真心。
The prayer, The question is not whether your prayer is beautiful or not beautiful. The important thing is whether the prayer is genuine or not.
很多弟兄姊妹做见证，很多很多，他们在没有信主以前已经祷告神，神也听他们祷告。
Many brothers and sisters have given testimony that even before they were saved, when they prayed to God, God heard their prayers.
而且许多人 所以求告神的时候不一定是完全相信，他是半信半疑。不过那个时候有人告诉说，你问题很多，你只要祷告，神会答应你的祷告，你试试看。
And some of the people, even when they prayed, they did not really 100% believe. They just half believed, half not. But they heard the advice that if you are in difficulty, you should pray. Now, if you don't know whether the prayer would be heard by God, you just try it.
He tried it. He said, I don't know if you really have it.不过我向你祷告了，你有你就答应我，我就相信你。
So he would pray like this. I don't really know whether you're there or not, whether you're real or not. But I'm praying to you. If you are real, you answer me, and then I believe you.
我也发现啊，许多的时候啊，人要信有没有神很困难，但是我觉得。最简单最容易证明的一样事情，有神，因为他听祷告。
And sometimes it's very hard for people to believe whether there is God or there is not God. But I think one of the simplest ways that man can realize that God is real is that he will pray and God is the one that hears the prayer.
很多的时候我们传福音的时候要证明有神或者没有神，用很多的科学的理论，用什么什么证明到半天啊，他说我还有一个问题没有解决。
And oftentimes when we preach the gospel, we try to use theories, even scientific theories, to try to prove that the existence of God. And then the listeners will finally say, yes, I have heard much of what you said, but there is still a question in my mind that is not solved.
你给他解决了100个，他有101个。
If you solve 100 questions for him, he had the 101st.
所以后来啊，我也学乖了。
So later, I learned to be smart.
我说你许多问题我回答不了，不过我可以告诉你，你可以试一试。真心跪到神面前，向神说，如果你有，你去给我，我向你祷告。
And I learned to be wise, and I would tell him that I don't really have answer to your questions, but I'll advise you to just kneel down and pray to God.
他如果真的肯跪下来祷告，哎，这些是很稀奇的事情了。
Now, if indeed he's willing to kneel down and pray, then something wonderful happens.
他跪了祷告完了以后，真心祷告完了以后，有一个很大的变化。
And after he kneels down, after he pray in genuinely pray, then indeed there's something big that is changing.
他以后他就相信真的有神。
And then later he believed that indeed there is God.
神是真的。
God is real.
你怎么知道？哎，确实有嘛。
And then you ask him, how do you know? And then he said, of course, he is there.
有个姊妹说啊，我们从大陆来的是生在红旗下，长在红旗下。
And one of the sisters said, we who come from mainland China, we grew up under the red flag. We were born under the red flag, and we grew up under the red flag.
所以是说这个天地从哪来的？
So the question, where comes heaven and earth?
在无神论中间没有神。
And the 无神论 atheist said there's no God.
但是我们是有神。
But we say there is God.
他说，人都是进化，世界都是进化来的。
And he will say, man came about by evolution, and the whole world is came about by evolution.
你们圣经说，什么都是上帝创造的。
And in your Bible, you say that everything was created by God.
他说真是你们真是迷信的一塌糊涂。
And they say that you are superstitious.
那后来他说，我信了主以后啊，也不知道怎么这个天地嘛就是神造的嘛，怎么能从这个从这么进化来的，这是多么好笑。
But then after he was saved, he said, of course heaven and earth were created by God. How could it come through the evolution? It's really funny.
其实到现在啊，我不知道你们究竟明白不明白主耶稣在海面上行走是怎么个道理，不会沉下去。
Now, there is a matter, I don't know whether you understand it or not. When our Lord Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee, how come he didn't sink?
你们有没有相信主耶稣走在水面上走路是真的？
And do you believe that when Lord Jesus walked on the sea, that was real?
那你去走走看。
And you go try.
你凭什么说主耶稣才能那么上面能走呢？
And what's your basis to say that Lord Jesus could walk on water?
哎呀，这个嘛，主耶稣是神的儿子，到水面上算什么呢？他到天上去了，你都不知道。
And he would say, well, Lord Jesus is Son of God. It's very small thing for him to walk on water. He could even be in heaven, and you don't understand.
有一个信心在我们的里面，不是人呢，不是人可以解释的。
It's not something man can explain.
就在你里面。
It is in you.
我在这里想啊，对不起。因为你很会解释那些人难以相信的东西。
I'm sorry, because you know how to explain this.
倒是真的，也有去帮助。
Indeed, some of these are helpful.
因为我一听啊，比方主耶稣能够把这个水变成酒。
For example, Lord Jesus turned water into wine.
怎么一下子就能变成酒了呢？
And how could he just instantly turn water into wine?
因为我们的那个酒大概就是葡萄酒。圣经没有讲是葡萄酒，不过我们相信它是葡萄酒。
The wine, the Bible didn't say it is wine made of grapes, but we believe those are wine made of grapes.
所以陈弟兄是告诉我们说，我们的主耶稣就是个真葡萄树。
Brother Christian said, our Lord Jesus is the real vine.
你是个
true vine, sorry.
你是这个葡萄树，怎么能够把水吸进来以后，经过它这个东西就变成葡萄？以后呢，这一采变成葡萄酒。
The vine, it draws water from the ground and into turn into grapes and then put on the wine press and you press on it, it turns into wine.
我们在意这个，倒没有人觉得奇怪。这个葡萄嘛，就是葡萄来变成酒，这个没有人觉得是个神奇的事情。
And when the vine produces grapes, and then from grapes produces wine, and nobody will feel that this is miraculous.
那么实际上呢，你想一想，的确也是很神奇的。怎么是个水，是不是啊？吸到葡萄树，怎么一变一变，它就变成葡萄了，是吧？
And actually, it is very, very interesting how come water from the ground can come into the vine, and then vine will turn these things into grapes.
不过那个要一个过程，很长的事情。
But that was a long process.
主耶稣呢，把这个水变成酒呢，一下子就变了，是不是？
When the Lord Jesus turned water into wine, that was instant.
这么一讲，哎，那个神迹， 是可能。
So then, the reader will say, well, that, yes, that, miracle is possible.
那么这个东西有个威胁，你这给我解决了，那么主耶稣在水面上走路是怎么回事呢？
But the, this approach, there is a risk, because then how do we explain Lord Jesus walking on water?
可能这个可能物理学的事情，我认为。
Maybe it's a matter of physics.
那一个是个生化学的问题。
And the other one is a biochemistry.
但是的确很稀奇的，你信了以后，你觉得这不是问题。
But it is a very amazing. After you believe, none of this.
你如果没有信主，都是问题。
If you have not believed in the Lord, all of this.Our problems.
信主了以后，所有的问题不成问题了。
And after you believe in the Lord, none of the questions remain to be questions.
为什么缘故呢
？Why?
他是全能的。
Because he is all powerful.
谁人不能说他全能吗
？Then for man, it is not possible for him. Nothing is impossible.
谁比这酒水，他是小事一桩。
And to turn water into wine is a very small thing for the Lord.
全他造宇宙啊，你看他几句话就把它都造成了。
When he created heaven and earth, he was just using a few words.
不过我觉得有一样事情啊，倒是神也觉得很困难。
But I believe there's one thing even God feels to be difficult.
就是我们只成为他的儿女。
That we are his children.
要把我们磨成他儿子的模样，这个过程啊，我靠，他是不能这么快。
And he wants to conform us into the image of his son. That process, it seems that he cannot do it so instantly.
每一个人，每一个儿女，情况都不一样。
Every child of God is in different circumstances.
主耶稣带十二个门徒。
Lord Jesus has 12 disciples.
只有一个犹大是，他是一个迷惘之子。
Only this Judas is the son of perdition.
十一个门徒啊，十一个脾气。
Now these other three other disciples, they have three different, 11 other disciples, they have 11 different temperaments.
主要把他们带到。认识神
the Lord has to bring them to a step of knowing God.
主耶稣是真够内心的，有内心啊。
Oh, the Lord Jesus really has patience.
到了主耶稣要被卖的那一夜，主说你们。不要心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
And the night our Lord Jesus was betrayed, he says, "Do not be sorrowful, because if you believe in God, you should believe in me too."
所以我父的家里有许多住处，如果没有，我早就告诉你们了。
In my father's house there are many mansions. If there are not, then I would have told you.
我去年是为你们预备地方的。然后预备好地方，还要再来接你们到我那里去。
I go to prepare rooms, prepare places for you. After that, I'll come back to receive you over.
我到哪里去，你们知道那条路，你们也知道。
Where I'm going, you know. The way, you also know.
这下多马就来了。
Then here comes Thomas.
他说啊，我不知道你到哪里去，怎么知道这条路呢？
And Thomas says, we don't know where you are going. How do we know the way?
所以主耶稣先生，我就是道路。
Lord Jesus said,
生命。
I am the way, the truth, the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
If not through you, none can come to the Father.
就腓力又来问题了。
And then Philip comes.
腓力一直看见主耶稣祷告父啊父啊，这个父在哪里啊
？And Philip heard Lord Jesus praying Father, Father, and he asked, Where is the Father?
而且主耶稣一祷告，神总是祷告的答应的。
And also he observed that whenever Lord Jesus prayed, the prayer was heard and answered by the Father.
所以腓力就有一个渴望。
So Philip has a longing.
哎呀，主啊，如果把父写给我们看一下，我们就满足了。
So Philip says, Lord, show us the Father, then we'll be satisfied.
这句话叫主耶稣相当伤心。
And this statement hurt our Lord Jesus.
因为主说，腓力，我与你们同在那么久，你还不认识我吗？
And he said, Philip, I have been with you for so long, and you don't know me.
人看见我就是看见父嘛。
And whoever has seen me, they have seen the Father.
你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？
And how do you say, show us the Father?
父在我里面，我在父里面，你不信吗？
The Father is in me, I am in the Father. Do you believe?
如果你不信，你也信我所做的那些事吗？
If you do not believe this, you should believe what I have done.
看过很多神迹，听过主耶稣那么多的教训，但是还是对父不认识。
And after seeing so many miracles performed by the Lord and heard so many words from the Lord, still they don't have a knowledge of the Father.
所以主耶稣有一个迫切的愿望，就是说我去了，对你们有益处，因为我不去，保卫时期不能来。
So the Lord Jesus has a very strong desire, telling them that I have to go.Because if I go, then another comforter will come. If I don't go, the comforter will not come.
主耶稣，我们只是隔了他这个肉身看，他里面的看来看去看不清。
Lord Jesus, we only see the physical outside of him. We try to see his inside. However we look at it, we cannot penetrate.
到主耶稣复活升天，得了荣耀，把因父所应许的圣灵赐下来的时候，他是不在在外面，要是进到我们的里面。
Now after Lord Jesus was buried and resurrected and raised and seated on the right hand side of Father, and he sent down the Holy Spirit. From that point on, the Lord Jesus no longer on the outside of us. He actually has entered into us in the Spirit.
这位保卫师来了以后。他来了，要为自己的罪，世人为自己罪，为罪为义，为审判自己，这辈自己。
When the Comforter comes, he will the man will be convicted of the sin of righteousness and of judgment.
这位圣灵来了以后，要住在我们的里面。
This Holy Spirit will dwell in us.
他要为主做见证。
And he will testify to the Lord.
他要使我们能够想起主给我们说过的一切话。
He will remind us all the words the Lord Jesus has said to us.
他要带我们进入一切的真理。
And he will lead us into all truth.
我们的祷告，如果没有圣灵带领，没有圣灵工作的话，我们的祷告变成一个疑问。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit, without the Holy Spirit leading us, our prayer would be nothing but a ritual.
所以我们的祷告需要圣灵来带领，要在圣灵里祷告。
So our prayer needs to be led by the Holy Spirit. We have to pray in the Spirit.
所以我们祷告这个问题很大。
So prayer is a big subject.
没有圣灵带领，其实很多的时候，在必要的时候发出来祷告，是圣灵感动他祷告。
Now even without the explicit leading of the Holy Spirit, sometimes when we are in trouble, when we pray, that prayer actually was moved by the Holy Spirit.
不过我们有的时候没有悟性。
But sometimes we do not have the understanding.
祷告了。有感觉了，就呼求神，祷告神，神就听。
So sometimes we do have that sense, therefore we pray, we cry out to God, and God hears.
但是有许多我们不明白。
But oftentimes, sometimes we don't understand.
不明白是我们的悟性。
We don't understand, but because we don't understand in our thinking.
所以现在对于祷告的问题啊，恐怕呢，个人看法都有不同。
So, nowadays, maybe different people have different opinions, viewpoints of the prayer.
许多经历的问题。
But many has to do with experience.
每一个人的经历是不一样的。
Everyone has different experience.
你不同的身份，你不同的环境，你不同的遭遇，你不同的情况，个人在这种情况下祷告。
Everyone has the different circumstances, the different past, and the different time, different place, and all these different situations. And everyone has different prayer.
但是圣灵所做的工作是按照个人不同的情况带领个人答应个人的祷告。
And the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit is according to our different needs in different circumstances. He will lead us.And he will also answer our prayer.
你有过一个经验。
If you have an experience,
为着这一个病人祷告。
And to pray for this ill person.
神怎么听你的祷告。
And how God has heard your prayer.
哎，你不能拿这一个作为一个定律。
You cannot take this as a rule, as a definite rule.
好像人得救一样。
And like a person being saved.
你是怎么得救的
？How were you saved？
你怎么带领人得救的
？And how did you lead others being saved？
那么他觉得说，啊，我是怎么得救的？我是人带我圣经看主的话，你信不信？信，你跪下来祷告，祷告完了我得救了。
And maybe he was saved because somebody was showing him a verse in the Bible and asking if he believed. He said, yes, he believed. And then he was asked to kneel down and pray. He did. And as a result, he was saved. And this is how he was saved.
所以以后他带领人啊，他总是这一套。
So later, when he tried to help others be saved, he used the same method.
其实神带领人祷告，这就是很特别的有时候。
But sometimes,The way God leads one to be saved is very special.
好像我的姊妹得救啊，许多她到大学的时候，好多她的同学都是基督徒，劝她信耶稣。
My wife, when she was in college, many of her classmates were Christian, and they encouraged her.Advise her to be a Christian.
要劝一个人信耶稣，总是带他到传福音聚会，是不是
？And to advise to try to get someone to be a Christian, what you would do is bring him or her to the gospel meeting.
他听完了传福音聚会啊，他的结论是怎么样？二十世纪。还有这么些迷信的事情。
So when my wife went to the gospel meeting, at the end, her conclusion is this is the 20th century. Still, so many people believe in this superstitious thing.
他说基督徒的行为倒是有点可取之处。
And then, but also she commented that the way of life of the Christians, they are actually pretty good.
但是他们那些迷信的道理是完全不可以听。
But the things they were so superstitious about, those you cannot listen.
他不信嘛，没办法。
He wouldn't believe, so nothing could be done.
有一次，他的同学都是姊妹，穿得整整齐齐的，晚上礼拜天晚上要出去的时候，他你们到哪去
？And one.Sunday night, some of her classmates who were Christians, they were dressed very, very properly, and they were to go out.
他们说你不信， 那个地方我们去地方你不能去。
And she asked them, where are you going? And they said, because you are not a believer, so where we are going, you cannot go.
因为他这个人很倔强。
But she was a stubborn person.
凭什么我不能去？
Now, for what reason I cannot go?
我偏要去。
I have to go.
因为他们是一个宿舍的，都是同学。
Because they belong, they actually live in the same dormitory.
那么那个姊妹就说，哎，她要去想她去，不过有个条件。
And so one sister was saying, well, if she insisted on going, just let her go, but there is a condition.
什么条件呢？我们那个地方去，有个东西，我们可以摸，你不能摸的。
And said, there's a condition.Where we go, there is something that we can touch, but you cannot.
你坐在那边规规矩矩，不想不要闹，谁让你去？要不然你是不能去。
So if you go, you have to sit there, sit tight, and don't make any noise. Be good, then you can go. Otherwise, we won't take you.
好，不摸就不摸嘛，我要去。
And then she said, well, if you don't let me touch, I won't.But I have to go.
他到了一个拜顶聚会啊，坐下来，那个神，他忽然感觉他是个罪人。
She went over there. There was a breaking of the bread meeting. She sat down. And suddenly, she felt she was a sinner.
这不是人说的话。
This is not something that anybody said. 这
是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
他是觉得这里啊。真实的自己是个罪人。
She sat down. She really felt she was a sinner.
她就开始哭。
Then she started to
weep. 哭啊哭啊，眼泪啊哇哇。
She cried with tears.
在那里得救。
She was saved.
所以你不能说有一个固定的一个方式，你怎么才能得救？
So you cannot have a set format, and that this is the only way you can be saved.
所以我们的祷告呢，也是一样的。
The same with our prayers.
你可以这样祷告。
You could pray this way.
你也可以那样祷告。
You could pray in a different way.
但是最主要的，你要真心的祷告。
But the first principle is it has to be genuine.
因为神他看人的心。
Because God sees our heart.
不真心的祷告是种诡诈的祷告。
This prayer which is not real is a prayer that's crooked.
是种译文的祷告。
It is a prayer out of letter or out of ritual.
神把这种祷告看作是自言自语。
And God considers this kind of prayer as you talk to yourself.
我们都知道那个法利赛人在那个殿里的祷告说。神啊，我不像这一个罪人，我怎么样怎么样，我一个礼拜，他是自言自语。
And remember this Pharisee in the temple when he prayed, he said, "I'm not like that sinner. Every day I do this, every day I do that." And then the Bible says that he is only talking to himself.
那个税吏呢，很简单，他看见这是个罪人。头也不敢抬头，神啊，可怜我这个罪人。
And the tax collector is different. He's very simple. He bowed down his head and said, "God, I'm a sinner. You have mercy on me."
那么主席约纳了这个税吏。
So the Lord accepted his tax collector.
这个法利赛人的主根本不认为他是个祷告。
This Pharisee, he's uttering, God did not consider that.As a prayer.
我怕我再讲下去要得罪人了。
I'm afraid when I go on, I may offend some of you.
也许我自己也有这个毛病。
And maybe I have that problem too.
如果我们祷告真的不是真心向他所讲的。
If our prayer is not genuine toward the Lord,
而是讲给旁边人听的。
But when we pray for people on the side to hear.
也许有的人啊， 祷告的时候啊，哎呀，我不知道怎么祷告，我向神祷告没有什么话讲的，怎么有些弟兄姊妹祷告那么好听，那么熟灵，所以我学他。
So maybe some would say, well, when I pray, I don't have anything beautiful to say. However, there's the other brother or sister, when they pray, it seems that, they have, it's so rich and so beautiful. And so I want to imitate him.
所以他们觉得、哎、他是讲的属灵，你看，神啊，我感谢你，赞美你，你是什么什么什么什么什么，讲了一大套以后，哎呀，讲的真好。
So sometimes then he'd say, okay, this other brother or sister, when he or she pray, you know, she prays the Lord, thank the Lord, many long, long words, and it's really good, good to hear. So I try to memorize that.
背下来还不说呢，他这个腔调他都要学来。
Not only to memorize it, but also to learn the tone, the tune.
是不是要得罪人了？是不是啊
？So I may offend some of you.
我希望你饶恕我。
So I pray that you forgive me.
有的人说，有的人听这个祷告完了，他说他是向神祷告吗？还是向神在讲道啊
？And sometimes you wonder that after a person's prayer, you wonder whether he is praying to God or he actually is preaching to God.
因为他向神讲了好多道了，你说神啊，你是怎么的，怎么的，怎么的，怎么的
？Because he seems to be saying many tell God what God is.
我听一个老弟兄跟我讲啊，这个我要得罪人了。不过是有一个很属灵的，我不说他名字啊。很熟灵的人啊，他有个假牙，你知道吧
？And a very there is a very a spiritual person. He has a false tooth.
这个假牙有的时候啊，装的不太合适啊，它松了，它讲讲它说那么掉下来。
It is false tooth after because it's not well suited, so sometimes it may drop.
它掉下来的时候呢，它讲两句以后叫。
When the tooth got loose, he had to suck the tooth back in.
因为他太属灵了，所以他跟他的人啊，也学他那个。
Because he was so spiritual, so those who follow him will imitate the same thing.
所以他讲两句啊，他是因为牙齿掉下，他说一下，他牙齿不掉，他也说一下。
So he would suck the tooth after a couple of sentences, but other people do the same, even without a false tooth.
我觉得说，向着神，他是实在的，他听的。我觉得有的时候，有的强调他的，如果师父真的知道是你真心这么讲，他会很惊奇，怎么你这个，你今天讲话是什么？
Actually, when we pray to God, we have to be very genuine. So if we pray with some kind of a special tone, actually God will be surprised.
所以实际上主耶稣告诉我们很简单嘛，是不是？你有什么说什么，不要说重复的话，也不一定要说好听的话嘛。
So our Lord Jesus told us that this is very, very simple. What you have in your heart, just say that. You do not have to repeat. You do not have to say something which is pleasing to the ear.
你里面应该觉得跟主要讲些什么话，先讲完了就完了嘛。
And in your heart, if something you want to tell the Lord, you just tell the Lord, and after that, just quit.
所以我的祷告，有一次我在广州。有一个弟兄是第一次来以后，结果有弟兄告诉我说，他说，丁弟兄讲道还可以，祷告不会。
Once I was in Canton, there was another brother visiting us, and after that, some other brother told me that brother made a comment. He says that Brother Ding, you know, his preaching was okay, but his prayer was not very good.
This is very good. It's not good.
What he was saying is, I do not know how to pray. Sometimes I admire those, some brother who can, whose prayer to the Lord seems to be so complete, but if that's truly genuine, then that's really a good thing.
有的时候, 神应许弟兄们在这个祷告他答应有的时候神答应某一个弟兄他怎么祷告神答应
And sometimes God would hear and answer some brother who pray in a certain way
但是对另外一个人神不一定答应他这个祷告
But if another brother who pray the same way God may not answer.
我在这里啊, 举了一个例子是第九个。
I have an example here in the notes, which is example number 9.
第九个是亚比斯的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Jabez.
你的至上第四章节到十节亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵他母亲给他取名叫亚比斯意思说我生他甚是痛苦亚比斯求告以色列的人神说愿你施福于我扩张我的警戒常与我同在 保佑我不遭患难,不受艰苦,神就应允他所求的。
And Jabez was more honored than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bore him with pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou would richly bless me, and enlarge my border, and that thy hand might be with me. And that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God brought about what he had requested.
那么长了。其实他祷告很简单，是吧？只有四句话。
Actually, his prayer was very simple. It's only essentially four parts.
第一个，求你赐福于我。And
first, that you would bless me.
第二次是扩张我的警戒
The second is enlarge my border
第三次是常与我同在
And the third one is that your hand might be with me
第四次是保佑我不遭患难不受艰苦
And the fourth one is to keep me from evil and it may not grieve me
结果呢神就应允他所求的
And then finally, God brought about what he had requested.
这是李代志就是写这个人生谁是谁的儿子，这是这么一个东西。
And this is in the Chronicles, and the Chronicles often mention who give birth to whom, and who give birth to whom.
他先讲到犹太支派。 那个族谱里面，谁一个讲一个讲一个谁说，忽然这么加出这么一段。
And it talks about the genealogy of the Jews, and suddenly there comes a sentence, a section.
那么现在讲祷告啊，这是一个祷告例子。
And this is one of the examples of prayers.
你看这里的祷告呢？ 这五个都是好事, 是不是啊?
And all these five things are good things, right?
师父,
Blessing,
扩张,
Enlarged,
同在,
Presence,
他不造患难, 不愁艰难,
And to keep me from evil, and that these things may not grieve me.
所以啊, 在美国也出了一本书叫做亚比斯的祷告。
So in the United States, there was a popular book called The Prayer of Jabez.
这本书啊, 以后便是销量最大的。
And this book becomes a bestseller.
所以香港的销路也很广。
And it was very popular in Hong Kong as well.
现在如果基督徒啊, 能够神师父 给我扩张我的警戒，这个警戒嘛，你可以这么去理解，是不是啊？
And that,
你做生意嘛，生意扩大。<laughs>
So now the Christians would like this very much, that God will bless me, and God would enlarge my border. Now if you are in business, enlarge my business.
如果你是家族嘛，我子孙繁多也是扩张嘛。
And then if you have family, you want your family, you want descendants to be many, many.
常与我同在。
And to be with me always.
最关键的是最后一种，不受患难，不受艰苦。
And the key point is the last one, that keep me from evil, and that these difficult things will not happen to me.
现在问题，这一个祷告，你看我们今天。 可以不可以这样祷告?
Now, the question is this. Today, should we pray like this?
可以不可以?
Can we or can we not?
刚才有一个不晓得是哪一位弟兄, 他说, 丁弟兄,你看过, 这个, 生命杂志吧，是不是有个啥啊？生命季刊，对对。
So a brother was asking me, Brother Ding, have you read this a magazine called the
生命的季刊。Life
Chronicle，哎，Quarterly，Life Quarterly，Life
Quarterly。我说我还没看见。
I said I have not.
他说啊。 圣经季刊里就有一个弟兄，那弟兄还是姊妹，我也不清楚啊。反正是有一个人就批评亚比斯的祷告是错的。So
in the Life Quarterly, somebody criticized the Jabez's prayer, saying that that is wrong.
基督徒应该走什么道路？
And what kind of path should the Christian walk on?
应该走十字架的道路，不是吗？
Christians should walk on the way of the cross, right?
应该为主受苦。
They should suffer for the Lord.
你要进天国，要经过许多的艰难。
Now, if you want to enter into the kingdom of heavens, you have to go through many difficulties.
你怎么祷告是？ 不受艰苦，不到患难，不受艰苦呢？
How can you pray that you will that the evil things will not befall on you, and difficulties will not befall on you?
我没看那篇文章，所以我不敢随便说它是怎么样，反正意思就是这样。
I did not read that article in person, but I believe that's what the message there.
所以提倡这样的祷告。 是等于是成功神学。
To promote this kind of a prayer, it is success, prosperity theology, prosperity gospel.
这个基督徒嘛，应该从神那边有祝福，世界嘛也有享受。
So the Christian should get blessing from God, should get enjoyment in this world.
这个东西就很难讲了。
So this is very hard to comment on.
我不知道你们为这个大会聚会的时候是说，主啊，头几句就可以，就是最后两句是不是问题？是否与我？
So when we pray for this conference this time, did we pray that the Lord blessed us?
我看保罗、彼得写书信的时候，头一句话，愿恩惠平安从父神我们的主耶稣基督归于你们，这不是就是祝福吗？
When Paul writes letters to brothers and he would say, May grace and peace come from Father in our, and our Lord Jesus Christ to you. Now, is that blessing?
扩张呢，保罗也说了，我们不尝别人的劳碌，分外夸口，但指望你们的信心增长的时候，所量给我们的界限，就可以因着你们更加开展，得以将福音传到你们以外的地方，这不是扩张吗？
Now, when Paul writes the letter, he says that indeed we labor for you, but because of your faith, the capacity of us is enlarged so that we can bring the gospel to a broader area. Is that enlargement?
常与我们同在，这个是我想每一个聚会没有说主啊，你不要与我们同在。
Now to be constantly to be with us, to be with us, and I believe in every conference we never say, Lord, do not be with us.
那些问题在最后了，是不是啊？
So the question is the last sentence.
我还没有听见过一个弟兄，主啊，你叫我们腾会的时候天气特别的坏。
Now, I haven't heard any brother who pray that, Lord, in our conference, you make the weather really bad.
交通就要出一些问题。
And,
我们就可以有些患难嘛。
And then, let there be some problem with the transportation, so we have some suffering.
弟兄姊妹的身体啊都病一些。
The brothers and sisters' health, may they deteriorate.
你有这样祷告的吗？
And do we have this kind of prayer?
我看祷告的时候，哎呀，感谢神，这个天气啊，又不冷又不热，太阳，你看神多么祝福我们，是这样吗？
So when we pray like today, we'll say that the weather is so good, it's not too hot, not too cold, and also sunny, and God really is blessing us.
因为保罗提给提摩太说，我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告，代求周谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，是我们可以尽前端正平安无事的度日，这是好的。
And Paul was saying to Timothy that you pray, you give thanks, you inquire so that the Lord will bless you, and also pray for the kings and the princes so that we have peace in the world, and this is good.
在神我们救主面前叩门有难。
And so that we can actually be accepted by God in our Lord.
我们还是求主平安，是不是？
We do ask for peace, isn't it?
那么是这样求，是不是我们就否定了我们可以就不走十字架的道路？
Now when we pray like this, can we deny?Are we saying that we are denying the way of the cross?
是不是我们学是可以说主啊？你想我不要受，这一辈子不要受苦。
That is it that we are praying to the Lord, that Lord, Lord, so do not give me any suffering this life.
实际上这两个我看是最主要，这个祷告是不是好对和对不对呢，是最后神就应允他所求的。
I think the key to the question whether this prayer is a right prayer or a wrong prayer depends on whether God at the end has answered.
神答应他的要求。
God answered his request.
如果不合神的旨意，神说不允许的，神不会应用他的祷告。
If this prayer is not according to the will of God, if God will not let that happen,would not like to let that happen, God would not have answered his prayer.
我想我们为了是我们的聚会，我们有没有说为弟兄姊妹的健康，为弟兄姊妹的安全，为弟兄姊妹的身体，为这个环境，你是求好吗还是求坏的？
Now, regarding the health of brothers and sisters, their peace and their environment, the surroundings, are you asking for blessing or are you asking for evil?
可是如果主命定像士美拿教会一样命定有一些人要受苦，
but if it is the will of the Lord so that some in the church has to suffer like in the church of Smyrna,
如果神命定有一些人要受病痛而不医治他，
and if it is the will of the Lord that some will have illness and that God is not going to heal him,
如果神命定有一些人他的生活是很艰苦的，
if God has destined and some will lead a difficult life,
那我们的态度是什么呢？
Then what should be our attitude?
我们的态度是主啊，愿你的旨意成全。
And our attitude can only be that God, thy will be done.
神对每一个人的要求，对每一个人的情况，他是不同的。
And God's request, on everyone.Is different.
当主耶稣死而复活的时候，对彼得说：“你年轻的时候，收着担子到处可以来往；到你晚年的时候，人要绑了你的手，带你到你是不愿意去的地方去。”
When the Lord Jesus was after the Lord Jesus' resurrection, he met Peter. He said, Peter, when you were young, you girded yourself, you go wherever you want to go. But one day, someone will bind your hand, will lead you to a place where you will not like to be.
那么彼得有没有求主啊？什么？手绑起来到我不愿意去的地方。我不要，有没有这样？
So did Peter say that, Lord, I don't want to be bound my hands and to go a place where I don't want to be? Did he say that?
那约翰已经给他注明了，就是说要怎么样死，荣耀主的。
And John actually noted, and that referred to how he would die, Peter would die to glorify the Lord.
那么彼得看见耶稣说爱的那个门徒走过来的时候，就问主啊，他怎么样？
And then when Peter saw the disciple that Lord Jesus loved walk by, and Peter asked what would happen to him,
主说我要等他到我再来的时候与你何干？
And the Lord Jesus said, if I have to let him live until I come back, if I return, what does that have to do with you?
你跟着我吧。
You come follow me.
这时候啊，我这么想，这两个人我想哪一个好一点？
No, I was thinking that these two, And which one is better?
牧师神啊，可以试试，我是非常想做行道者，想解决己的人。
And I was wondering which one would actually get better things. So at the very beginning, I wanted to be a martyr, so I would choose what Peter was given.
你知道我为什么想做殉道者呢？
Do you know why I wanted to be a martyr?
殉道者，殉道者呀。
Because a martyr is a martyr.
殉道者呀，冠冕呐。
Because a martyr has a crown.
想冠冕，但是没想到他的代价呀。
I have thought about the crown. I have not thought about the prize.
结果啊，行道者没弄成啊，苦头吃了不少的时候，一想啊，哎呀，还是约翰好。
So later I failed to be a martyr, but I suffered a lot. So I thought to myself.I would rather be a John.
那么主耶稣是怎么说的？
But Lord Jesus said,
我要等他到我来的时候与你有关，你跟踪我吧。
The Lord Jesus said, well, what does that have anything to do if I let him live until I return? You just follow me.
神给每一个人所定的不一样的时候，你不要看他，不要看他。
When God has destined different things for different people, you do not want to look at him or look at the other.
我想我们需要主，你定规我什么，让我能够跟上。
So we should think this way, Lord, whatever you have destined for me, help me to follow.
所以我那个时候啊，文化大革命的时候啊，我有一个时候想，他们把我弄出来，动啊弄啊弄啊，还有个弟兄呢，动都不动他。
During the Cultural Revolution, they pulled me out to give me all kinds of struggle, and there was another brother. They just left him alone.
甚至于还有人啊，你要学习他，你看他多进步啊！你怎么反正觉得他是个基督徒
？And okay, there's one that advised me that you should follow him to see how wise and how advanced he is. Actually, the one who tried to advise me was a Christian.
但是也有个姊妹很稀奇。
And there's a sister.
她很难过。
And this sister was, he felt very sorrowful for me.
他羡慕什么？他说我很羡慕你吃的那些苦头，我没有吃。
And she said, you know, I really admire the affliction that you have suffered, which I did not suffer.
那个姊妹非常好的姊妹。
That was a very, very good sister.
这个姊妹其实她也吃过很多苦头。
And actually, that sister had suffered much.
那是文化大革命的时候，她的确没有吃苦头。
But during the Cultural Revolution, she did not suffer much.
她开始的时候是，她的家里是她头一个信主。
She was the first one in the family who was saved.
那还是做个姑娘，还没出嫁。
Oh, she was not married yet.
她的。父母全不信。
And none of her parents believed in the Lord.
我们家里不需要信耶稣的。
In our household, no one is allowed to believe in Jesus.
你一定要信耶稣吗？跟你三条路走。
Now, if you really want to believe in Jesus, you have one of the three ways for you to choose.
一根绳子。
A rope.
一把剪刀。
A scissor.
一根绳子是。
The rope is for you to hang yourself.
一把剪刀，把你血管切断。
A pair of scissors is for you to cut your throat.
第三，你给我滚出去。
And the third, you just get out of the house.
这个姊妹她就说，爸爸妈妈，我实在爱你们。
And this sister said, Dad and Mom, I really love you.
但是主耶稣爱我，他这样爱我，我不能不认，不信他。
But the Lord Jesus loves me, and he loves me so much. I cannot but to believe in him.
我们的主不允许人杀人，也不许人杀自己。
And our Lord does not allow anyone to kill others, and does not allow anyone to kill himself.
所以呢，我出去。
So I'll have to leave.
他就这么出去。
So he left the house.
到最后呢，他们全家的就。
So finally.
到了这个路，这个路实在太长了。
This was a long story, but at the end, the whole family were saved.
非常好的姊妹。
Very good sister.
可是最后呢，神叫她得一个癌症。
But finally, God allowed her to get cancer.
这癌症是肠癌。
This is a cancer in the intestine.
开了刀。
And operated on.
去掉了。
It was cut off.
缝起来了。
And sewed back again.
以后呢，肠子也堵住了。
But then after that, the intestine was plucked.
再开刀。
And operated again.
全散，当时是全部都是癌了。
And the cancer actually went all over the place.
这么好的一个姊妹，为什么要想这样
？Why such a good sister would suffer like this?
我看大概是神听她的祷告。
I think maybe God has heard her prayer.
她一直羡慕为她主的缘故吃苦。
She admired to suffer for the sake of the Lord.
许多人都是怕吃苦。
And many people are afraid of suffering.
她愿意为主吃苦。
And she was willing to suffer for the Lord.
所以她在病的时候啊，常常喜乐。
So when she was actually ill, oftentimes.She had joy.
她是在一个部队的最高级的一个部队的这个医院里服务的。
She was actually working in the military field hospital.
在那个地方传福音是非常难的。
And there it was very hard to actually preach the gospel.
实际上，我说苦头最多的是在那地方传福音搞出来。
And actually, the reason I suffered most of my affliction was because of some gospel outreach work there.
最后全一教那时候，他们去喊，你们允许不允许在我们学校里来一个传道士
？And they actually cried out and say, "Do you allow a preacher?" To come to our school.
所以还感谢主。他呢，等到病了以后，借了谁，去传福音。
And this sister, after she had this cancer, whoever she met, she would bring gospel.
到最后看见她完全没希望的时候，那是一定没有希望了。整个的时候。
So finally, when it was clear that there was no hope for her recovery.
他甚至于党委书记跑来慰问他的时候，他向他传耶稣。
Even when the party, Communist Party, commissar coming to comfort her, she actually bring the gospel to him.
他们也说也奇怪，像这样的人如果遭遇到这样的情况，你再坚强的意志，他都要 break down， 要崩溃的。
And the people were very amazed that no matter who has a strong will, and under such condition, he would have broken down.
但是他呢，他是照样喜乐。
But she, there was this sister still has joy.
他们也不能不承认这是他的信仰。
They could not deny that this is because of her faith.
因为这个缘故，真的有许多人信了主。
And for this reason, indeed, many came to the Lord.
几点啊？啊，五点是吧？这也不能怪我，因为你们迟到了好多次。
他们就晚一点吃饭，你吃。
晚一点吃饭。
吃饭太早。
你有必要要去吃饭的，还是要继续听啊？啊，继续听啊。
我记得有一个很会祷告、很会祷告的一个弟兄，这是我书上看的。
Now I read in the book about a brother who really knows how to pray.
他说我巴不得看见人祷告有病的时候，他能这样祷告。主啊，你伤他病，能够彰显你的荣耀。
He said, Lord, would that when there is a prayer, that when some brother or some sister is sick, that the prayer says, Lord, let him be sick, so that your glory can be manifested.
我也想吃饭。我。感谢弟兄姊妹，因为我听好多弟兄姊妹说为我这个腰祷告。
And I thank brothers and sisters because I know many brothers and sisters have prayed for my back.
我不知道你们是怎么祷告的，后来我说你怎么祷告，求主早点给他好起来。
So I don't know how you actually prayed. So I asked, and some brother would say that we pray that so that your back can be healed soon.
不过我是的的确确知道这是个管教。
But to me, I know that this is a discipline.
是管教这东西啊，你叫我叫神不管教。
Now, if it's discipline, are you going to tell the Lord not to discipline me?
你应该说叫丁弟兄早一点听话，不要再。
You should pray that Lord cause Brother Ding to really obey, to listen, and do not be like this.
还有一个，我在悉尼的时候有一个老弟兄。
When I was at Sydney, there was an older brother.
他的儿子啊，离开主。
His son left the Lord.
结果神是重病临到他身上。
And God caused the illness to befall on him.
结果他就跟我说：“丁弟兄，能不能？我知道这是神的管教。”
And he said, Brother Ding, I know this is the discipline of the Lord.
我能不能祷告求主？减免他这个管教。
And he said, this brother said, can I pray the Lord so that the Lord will reduce his discipline on my son?
如果我这样祷告嘛，好像违背神。你们说管教嘛，就是要管教嘛，怎么你叫他不管教呢？
Now it seems that if I pray like this, then it is violating God because the discipline he has to do exactly that, the discipline.
后来我告诉他可以的。
And I said, yes, you can.
你可以求神减免他。
And you can ask the Lord to reduce it.
他说，你有什么圣经根据没有？
And he said, do you have a reference to the Bible?
我说有啊。
I said, yes.
在哪里啊？
Where?
我说阿摩斯。
The Amos.
阿摩斯里啊，他开头就说，这个菲利士人三番四次的犯罪，他必要给他刑罚。
And at the very beginning of Amos, he said the Philistines repeatedly sinned.
以后呢？
They have to be disciplined.
一个国家，以东、摩亚。亚门、以色列，一个一个都是在那边三番四次的犯罪。
And many nations, Edom and Moab, Moabites and Israel even, and they repeatedly sinned.
那么神一定要刑罚。
And God must punish them.
但是到了第七章。
So coming to chapter 7.
阿摩斯第七章是怎么说呢？他说，那时候这个青草啊割了以后，神又造了蝗虫了。
And Amos chapter 7 it says that after the grass was cut, the grasshoppers were sent.
神造蝗虫啊，去把药都吃完了，这不得了。
The grasshoppers ate up everything.
这是阿摩斯说，主啊。且必宽恕宽恕，因为以色列人还幼小，他遭不住啊。
And Amos said, Lord, please forgive them because the Israels were too young and they could not take it. They could not stand.
结果呢，神说好，免了吧。
And God said, okay, and that I will reduce.
本来又看见火来烧了。
And then later he sees a fire burning.
哇，这个烧得很厉害。
The burning greatly.
所以这个阿摩斯又说了，主啊，以色列还幼小啊。
So Amos says, Israel is still young.
受不住啊。
He could not stand it.
后来说，这个也可以免了。
The Lord said again that that can be reduced.
我想神所以要管教的目的就是经过管教能够结出平安的果子，就是义。
The God wants to discipline so that through discipline the fruit of peace that the fruit of peace can be produced which is righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果真的要替我向神求情的话，你说经济上写的只有两岁啊。
So, brothers and sisters, when you try to say good word for me and plead before God for me, you can say, Lord, Brother Ding is only 2 years old.
你在家中他受不住啊。
Now, if you intensify, then you could not bear it.
也许神说好免了吧。
Maybe the Lord will say, spare him.
所以我们祷告真的是神又有公义又有法旨，他要，但是我们祷告是他有怜悯也有慈爱。
The Lord has the righteousness, the Lord has his principle, but the Lord also has love, compassion and forgiveness.
如果我们能够懂得神的心意，按照神的心意祷告，必定蒙神的悦纳。
If we know the heart of God and pray according toThe heart and mind of God, and that will be accepted.
但是我们应着祈祷这个功课能够更多的认识主。
May we come to know the Lord more through prayer.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求你饶恕我们所有的亏欠。
Lord, forgive all our being short to you.
是我们真的没办法脱离我们自己那个败坏。
Lord, we cannot get away from our own corruption.
但是主，我们相信你是全能的。
But Lord, we believe that you are all powerful.
你是我们全能的救主。
You are our omnipotent Savior.
你的心意是要把我们带到完全的地步。
Your heart and mind is so that we can be brought to perfection.
所以求你圣灵光照我们。
So Lord, your Holy Spirit illuminate in our heart.
所以我们的心里有什么东西是拦阻你祝福的？
Is there anything in our heart that is a hindrance to your
blessing? 主啊，我们谢谢你，真的你赐给我们一个特权。
Lord, we really thank you because you have given us the privilege.
就是奉着你的名向父，无论求什么，我们都能得着。
That in your name, whatever we ask of the Father, that we will be given.
求你 给我们信心。
Lord, give us faith.
也求你给我们那个条件，就是我们的祷告能蒙你的允纳。
Lord, also give us a condition in that our prayer can be answered by you.
求你见到你的圣灵在我们的里面指教我们。
Lord, your Holy Spirit teach us in us.
叫我们的祷告能够符合神的旨意。
That our prayer can be suitable for your purpose.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.